هون لگل اس بی اس کردینه ل sbs.com.au/kurdish چی روکن هیجا ببینن.
Thomas McGee is a PhD researcher at the Peter McMullen Centre on Statelessness at the University of Melbourne's Law School. His research project focuses on Syria's changing statelessness landscape since the start of the country's civil war in 2011. After Mr. McGee graduated from the University of Cambridge in the UK in 2009, he moved to Aleppo, Syria, where he began working as an English teacher. There, he learned Kurdish despite challenges due to the official ban on the learning or teaching of the Kurdish language. He stayed in Syria for 2 years and eventually had to leave in the context of the escalating violence in 2011. Researcher and analyst Thomas McGee, welcome to SBS Radio Kurdish program.
Thank you.
Thomas, as mentioned in the introduction, you lived in Aleppo, Syria from 2009 to 2011. What inspired you to live there?
So it was actually just after I graduated from university directly in the UK, and while a lot of my friends were moving to London and were searching for careers in the city, I felt I really wanted to do something else. And I just happened to hear about an opportunity to teach English in a school in Syria. So that's how I moved to Aleppo initially. It was planned for 6 months, but then I really liked living there, and I ended up staying for more than 2 years until the outbreak of the crisis in 2011.
Have you been back to Syria or the Kurdish regions in Syria since 2011? If yes, for what reason?
I've actually returned to Syria a number of times. It's always been as part of my work with humanitarian organizations or doing research. And I've visited the Kurdish areas primarily. I've visited Afrin, Kobani, and Jazeera. And I recall visiting Kobani just shortly after it was liberated from the Islamic State. And we were there at that time to work on a project to rehabilitate the water system because it had been very destroyed.
And I believe you've learned Kurdish as well.
Yes, that's correct. I slowly learned Kurdish in Aleppo. It was quite difficult because it's an Arabic majority city, but a lot of my friends there were Kurds, and they helped me learn.
Mm-hmm. But how did you meet those Kurds in Aleppo?
It's actually quite funny. When I first arrived, I really didn't know very much about Syria or the Middle East, and I barely knew anything about what it meant to be Kurdish. But having been there just a month, suddenly I realized a lot of the people I'd met by chance, and I'd exchanged phone numbers with them. I suddenly realized that so many of them turned out to be Kurdish, which is very, very interesting to me.
بله من دست بفربون زمان کردیکر دمك از لبجاري حلب بوم. افجي دسالة 2009 بو وحفال من ينكرمانج لور جلكي علي كريا من كرن. تفيكو دي ويدا مادة فر كرن زمان كردي كدخيبو جي عليا حكمة سوريا. و دسبيك زحمت بو جبو من ومن تفلي هف دكر ناف زرافين دن ين زمان كردي. لنها از گلک کف خوشم که من اف زمانی دلال فربوی.
تامس گلکی باشه ده زمان تای کردیجی باشه که ده یعنی باش ده آخافی. You speak Kurdish well. You've researched a study regarding the statelessness of Syria's Kurds. Is that the statelessness within Syria or outside Syria?
Okay, so this is actually my PhD research that I'm doing at the University of Melbourne, and it's through the Peter McMullen Centre on Statelessness. And I'm really looking at how statelessness has affected the Kurds of Syria. So I've looked at the issue historically, but then So those who were made stateless as a result of a discriminatory census that took place in the 1960s. But then I've looked at the impact more recently within the displacement that's taken place during the conflict in Syria.
You've also worked with NGOs. In what way were you involved in those organizations?
It's almost always been within humanitarian assistance programs. And I've been fortunate because knowing Arabic and Kurdish, it's meant that the communities that I was working with, I could communicate with them very directly, which was always helpful to understand the situation and understand the needs. It's been sometimes working with those who've been displaced outside Syria and were refugees, for example, in the big camps in the Kurdistan region in Iraq, but then also looking at providing support inside the communities where people continue to need services.
From your present research, what is your goal?
Yeah, so my present research is really trying to shed light on statelessness as a problem, because it's unlike being a refugee. Being a stateless person hasn't been studied very much in general. So I'm looking at how being stateless is impacting people's daily lives, and particularly in the case of the Kurds, how being deprived of nationality is one issue that impacts on people's lives. But then at the same time, so we could say that there was maybe 300,000 stateless Kurds in Syria who didn't have passports. But then at the same time, it's possible to consider that all Kurds in Syria and Turkey, Iraq, Iran are to some extent stateless, in the sense that there is no independent state called Kurdistan.
Thomas, as a researcher and a political analyst, how do you see the future of Syria in general and the Kurds of Syria?
I mean, it's a very difficult question, and I have to say I'm at the same time both optimistic and naturally quite pessimistic. So it's clear that the population in Syria has shown huge resilience and in adapting to the conflict and everything that they've been exposed to. But then at the same time, there's so much that is simply out of the hands of people just trying to get on with their everyday lives. So I would say so much of it depends on the political situation and really the influence of key actors, makes the situation quite unstable.
Researcher and analyst Thomas McGee, thank you for talking to us on SBS Radio. We wish you all the best.
Thank you.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ گوێڕایرە لەسەر ئەپڵ پۆدکاست، گوگڵ پۆدکاست، سپۆتیفای یان لە هەر کوێیەک پۆدکاستەکانت بەدەست دەهێنیت.